This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today I'm joined in the studio by
Jeff Sandu.
Arvind Brudge.
We're talking today about some of our favourite shows from throughout the year on BizBytes and some of our favourite topics that we've touched upon. This episode is all about policies and regulations. And back in August, we had a bit of a discussion about Malaysian motorcycle manners. And this comes up because Gojek got the green light here in Malaysia.
Yeah, and because I remember when they had the green light, I was on the way to work the next day and I got, you know, cut off by so many motorcycles. And I was just thinking to myself, like, this is not going to work simply because I don't think Malaysian motorcyclists, not all, but some of them, they may not actually be ready for the Malaysian roads itself. Yeah. Actually, is not ready for an influx of, you know, more motorcycles, and there will be a risk where there'll be more motorcycles on the road simply because you can make money from being a motorcycle hailing services, right? So we all spoke about, you know, the manners that we have in terms of our road manners, and our guests for our experts on the show was Arif Roos, your co-host for Cruise Control, and also Jasmine Sia, a BFMer, and she's an ex-motorcyclist, and this is the discussion.
So it was only last year that Anthony Loke said that Putrajaya did not intend to legalise motorcycle ride-hailing service anytime soon to protect the safety of riders and passengers in view of the high number of motorcycle accidents recorded nationwide over the years. The Transport Ministry said an analysis found that the risk of motorcyclists being involved in fatal accidents was 42.5 times higher than that for buses and 16 times higher than that of cars. Last night, though, it turns out that Gojek did indeed get the green light.
So the cabinet has agreed to allow the company to operate here, pending the sorting out of a few details here and there. The announcement is a complete U-turn from last year, Rich, as you mentioned, when the Transport Minister Anthony Loke said that Pakatan Harapan government wasn't planning on approving motorbike ride hailing anytime soon. Also, you know, the Entrepreneur Development Minister Rezwan Yusof yesterday came out and said that, well, actually, you know what? We've agreed to introduce motorcycle ride-hailing service, Gojek, in Malaysia. He said that it was discussed in the cabinet meeting today and it's given the green light, but there is no decision yet on regulations, nothing specific just yet. He also said that the transport and also the youth and ministries must review the relevant laws as soon as possible and present it to the cabinet. He said that a new legislation would be presented before the year end. He's saying that it is not that difficult as there are already existing laws. So yesterday's Transport Minister Anthony Loke said that the proposal to bring Gojek to Malaysia will be discussed by the cabinet. So this is again the, you know, complete U-turn. In 2017, they banned the previous government banned Digo Ride, which is a Malaysian company that's operating in Johor that provided similar ride-hailing services. The previous government cited that the risk of motorcycles being involved in fatal accidents being 42.5 times higher than buses and 16 times higher than cars. And, you know, this U-turn, they say, could now allow motorcyclists to earn more money, much like the e-hailing drivers. And since many motorcyclists are in the B40 group, this will be a much welcome effort by the government, especially if as promised by the Youth and Sports Minister, Syed Saddiq, you know, he said that, you know, Gojek would not have a monopoly. They would ensure that, you know, they don't kind of have this kind of monopoly. There's a lot more questions to be asked here, right? Would this ride-hailing motorcyclist have to go through the PSV licenses, for example, right? We've seen the trouble that Grab and also other kind of ride-hailing services, the MyCars and so forth, they had, you know, troubles trying to get their drivers approved using the PSV license, you know.
And recently, still having trouble.
And still having, right? So a lot of them are still waiting. Like, I met a Grab driver recently and, you know, he was saying that, he recently only started Grab. Instagram, just a week old, and I asked him, "What about your PSV license?" He's like, "Well, I applied, and it took about 2 months to apply, and now I'm just waiting." And he's been waiting since then. So so that still is a question mark that's being lingering around. And now you say, "All right, okay, let's work on how we can bring Gojek into town." Right? So I think there's a lot more issues that needs to be looked at. Are there even PSV licenses for motorcycles per se? Right? I don't think there is, but and if there isn't a PSV license for motorcycles, motorcyclists, then it's gonna be, it's gonna be a complete new thing, and it's gonna take time. So why the rush till the year in as well? So
I'll just say this right now: there is no way I am getting on the back of an unknown motorcycle rider here in Malaysia. I'm just not gonna do it. Mm-hmm. We know how unsafe these. The majority, I will say that as well. The majority of motorcyclists are here in Malaysia.
If you train from the start and implement better road system for motorcyclists early on, it would be helpful. And, their thoughts on implementing something like Gojek, would it help or hurt Malaysians on the current perception is also the same thing. Like, a lot of people would start to understand motorcyclists, what motorcyclists go through. We complain a lot about etiquettes, but car drivers also aren't that great either.
Yes.
So overall, it may soften the view on motorcyclists. And then Jasmine is saying that, right now there is, proper insurance and safety measures for both passenger and rider. It would definitely help. So most Malaysians who ride bikes only do so because they can't afford a car. So Gojek would help maybe with the perception. And Sai Sadiq, one of the comments he said in the 12 o'clock news, he was saying that, it's not just helping the youth to get, more income, more source of income with, riding bikes and stuff, right? But he was saying that, aunties and the uncles that sell you food or the, goreng pisang, keropok leko, they would benefit from this because that's what Gojek in Jakarta is really well known for. You could order anything, right? Because what it does is basically it's like your personal chauffeur. You type in what you want on the app, and then that driver will ride wherever the store is and then order at that store. And then, he comes back to you. And if you notice, if you've been to Jakarta and you've tried Gojek, when you have the restaurant and then you see the menu? So in our, Grab or Foodpanda, the menu is actually baked into the app. And I mean that is in it's nicely done. It's a text and then you can see a really nice photo of the food and stuff, right? Gojek in Jakarta, it's actually a rider or someone just take a photo of the menu that's posted on the wall and then uploads it to Gojek, to the app itself. So you're actually just looking at a photo and then you tell the driver, "I want the number one and number five," and then can you tell him tambah chili, right? So then that driver will go to the store and then order just like every other individual and then send it back. So that's not what we want, because we want a seamless experience, right? So you want these uncles and aunties that, Sadiq thinks that, will help them too. They actually have to adopt to new technologies. They have to buy in terminals that can then accept the order. So that's the seamless experience that we want. Not the, I guess, old school way of, ordering, just sending a rider and he goes and buy and then he comes back to you. That's not what I want.
Like asking a friend to tap out food for you or something. Yeah.
That solved a lot of problems in Jakarta. Mm. I don't think that's going to solve the problems that we really need solving here, because I think if we want to advance and be more of a developed nation status, then it's perhaps telling Gojek, if you're going to do this, you need to have like this seamless kind of way of using the app, because we have two, Foodpanda and GrabFood already doing something like this. You have to implement this. And if you want your Kuimwe people to sell, you have to get them the devices. They learn through the whole processes. That way, I guess it's upping the level instead of just adopting something that is, from Jakarta and trying to make it work in Malaysia, because that's just a step backwards. And now fast forward to today, we know that Grab is now enrolling its drivers for its Grab bike services. So, come 2020, this thing will happen. And I don't think we're still ready yet. I don't think our roads are ready for more motorbikes or ready for monetizing these kind of services. So I'm still in doubt, but prove me wrong, and I'll be happy. If it worked, great.
I'm looking forward to when we record this show next year and we're talking about flying cars and flying taxis and whether or not that service was a good idea.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Because if it worked, great. If it doesn't, then let's sit down and have a discussion, because I don't think sometimes we have feasible strategies. And that for me has always been an issue. So prove me wrong. Very simple.
All right. We are going to take a break. We've got one more story or one more highlight coming up after the break, all about the budget. That happened, of course, back in October. We'll be back in just a few moments. You are tuned into the Best of BizBytes 2019 here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.